As we've been reporting, German police are hunting for a Tunisian man that they suspect drove a truck into a crowd at a Christmas market earlier this week. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack. Even before it happened, European and U.S. officials had warned people to exercise caution at holiday festivals, events, and outdoor markets across Europe. They said the Islamic State might step up attacks on targets there after losing territory in Iraq and Syria. Lauren Freyer reports.
Carola García Calvo spends her days poring over Islamic State propaganda. She's one of Spain's top terrorism analysts, and recently she's noticed a shift. Most of it used to be published in an ISIS magazine called Dabiq, named for an ancient village in Syria. Now it's using a new magazine entitled Rumia, Rome. When I met García Calvo at a Christmas market in Madrid, she said the group had been talking more about attacking soft targets like this in Europe.
Normal people walking down the street, doing their daily activities, shopping, going to their jobs.
European security officials say they expect foreign fighters to return to Europe from the Middle East, not just to France or Belgium, where ISIS has attacked before, but continent-wide.
So no single European country is exempt of this threat.
The U.S. State Department has warned tourists to exercise caution across Europe this holiday season. At Madrid's main mosque, I meet Zaid, a refugee from Aleppo, Syria, who didn't want to give his full name for safety reasons. He says that when Europe suffers terrorist attacks, European Muslims suffer harassment. It happened to him only recently after 6 years in Spain. He was walking down the street with his wife, who wears a headscarf.
They gave some signs that will kill you as you are killing us, and some words, get out of this country. So with my wife, 3 times happened.
Zaid says he's frustrated that the arrival of Muslim refugees in Europe seems to have boosted support for anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant candidates in France, the Netherlands, and Germany.
For me, I'm trying to give the correct idea of Muslims and of refugees, what Islam means and why refugees are leaving their homes.
In Madrid's central Puerta del Sol square, demonstrators call for an end to the war in Syria. They form a circle around a group of actors. Who play out a war scene from Aleppo. They want to remind holiday shoppers of why refugees are fleeing the Middle East. One of the protesters, Sira Palayev, says fear is a tool used by both ISIS and by Europe's far-right politicians.
All the time in this culture of fear, what party are we gonna vote? It's very simple and very normal. I mean, of course, people have fear and are scared.
She says Europeans have to take a stand for humanity and against terrorism. Otherwise, ISIS will get the confrontation it wants. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.